two high-level civil servants have been appointed, and in the next few days we're going to have a set of proposals outlining what is the next step. And I would not be doing justice to my electorate if I wasn't looking for money from other sources. Now, unless Charlie has a crystal ball and can predict the future, I certainly don't have a wisdom in predicting the future.
It's less than a week ago since yourself, Charlie McConnellogan, Joe Byrne of the SDLP in West Tyrone met in Strabane to present a United Front. It seems that United Front has lasted less than a week.
Well, see, this is a bit that confuses me because, well, I am working closely with Padraig McLaughlin, and towards the end of last week we sent off a letter to the Taoiseach to include this particular issue on the British-Irish Council's agenda, and I would have thought that Charlie had bought into that type of partnership approach, especially in relation to northern and southern issues, where we always look at bipartnership in relation to issues north and south, which is of benefit to both jurisdictions. Obviously, Charlie's in opposition and he has to ask the questions and hold government to account. I certainly don't disagree with that, but at the same time, in relation to preventing government to go in sourcing other options and other alternatives where further funding can come from, I just think it's a wee bit naive, to say the least.